Two Peas on a Podcast is bonus episode time. Bonus mini number 07 this time. I'm joined by two veteran podcasters and buddies of mine, Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews and Ashley from Rabbit Ears TV Podcast. And guess what we discuss, guys? Our top five TV sitcoms. The list of all lists for TV. It wasn't easy, but we got through it. I hope you enjoy this bonus mini episode of Two Peas on a Podcast. What's up, guys? Let's do another bonus episode. You want to? I want to. I can't fucking stop doing it. You guys are probably like, that's enough bonus. It's not a bonus at this point. It's like expected. Gerald from Two Peas. This is bonus episode 07. It's our seventh bonus episode officially. And what we're doing this time, and the music might give it away. I don't know. But we're doing another top five countdown, which I love to do. We're doing top five TV sitcoms. So two things. When I do a countdown, I got to have somebody from the countdown, I feel like. I meant to tell Paul he's got to come on every week and do this. Paul from the Countdown Pod is with us. Paul, what's up, brother?
Hey, Gerald. How you going? Hey, the listeners, and hey to our other co-hosts as well. It's a pleasure to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming back, brother. I can't remember the episode number you were on, but it was about a month or month and a half or so ago when Andy was out. I appreciate you coming on. You gave us some Australian perspectives on gun violence and some other stuff. This is going to be a lot more peppy for you. So I don't think you'll walk away from this recording quite as depressed as you were from that episode.
A lot more wheelhousey, that's for sure.
I hope not. But Paul from the Countdown is here. And then, so, you know, we're doing a countdown, so we got to have Paul. Well, we're doing TV, so we got to have Ashley from Rabbit Ears. So I can't do a TV countdown without Ashley, I feel like. So
no. She
came
I'd
back.
I'd be so sad.
Yeah, she's here. Ashley, how are you, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you, Ben?
I'm good.
How's that Reese's peanut butter creamer, by the way?
Dude, I got to go get it today. I got to go get it today. I keep putting it off, and I'm going to get there. They're going to be sold out, I bet. And my life's just going to fucking fall apart. But I'm planning on going today because I have to get my cat some things at the pet store, and it's right next door. So I'm going to kill two birds with one stone there. But Ashley from Rabbit Ears is here. I appreciate you being here. She was on with me a couple weeks ago, and we did the top five sci-fi shows. So this time around, we're going to do the top five sitcoms. You knocked it out of the park with sci-fi. I'm pretty sure you'll do the same with sitcoms.
But I hope so. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of the number one rated ones up here, but these are my personal favorites.
Yeah, so. That's what you got to do. See. That's what you got to do. Paul, is that what you did too? These are just your personal favorite top five.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Absolutely. You can't pander to the public, you know?
Nah.
You got to just like what you like. And well, Paul, you fucking proved that on your last episode. Jesus Christ, brother. I almost canceled this recording. I'm just kidding. I did.
Or don't like what you don't like. I think it's that's what you mean.
That's right.
So get listen, your hot takes here. Jesus.
So listen, I'm going to let you guys tell everybody at the end of the episode where they can find you if they don't know already. Ashley from Rabbit Ears is a TV podcast. I love it. We were just chatting online this morning. And, anytime she does an episode of a show that I used to watch back in the day and I go back and listen to it, she just immediately, like, it's almost like a rebirth. Like, I have to go back and watch it again like it's the first time after listening to your show. And I don't want to talk about any specifics because I feel like they might show up on today's show. But just a great show over there, Rabbit Ears. And then if you guys don't know the countdown, I mean, fucking crawl out of the rock you're under. But those guys are over in Australia, Paul and Wayne, and great banter, witty hosts. They basically do a top 10 countdown every week. That's a different topic. And then they also review films and not very often, but sometimes TV. So I'm kind of bringing you out of the shadows to do some TV here, Paul. So
yeah. Thank you. That's a very kind words. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, buddy. You guys are both great, and I appreciate you being here. So we're gonna do our top five TV sitcoms, and we're just gonna go down from 5 to 1. You guys can say whatever you want to say about your picks. How many you guys think we're gonna match any here? How many do you think we're gonna match?
I think we're probably. I've got maybe one that should be on most people's. That's about it.
What's the prediction? I think we'll match. I think.
I reckon I've got one of yours, Gerald. Maybe one to two of Ashley's.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
So we might be a big happy
Let's
family.
Let's see how that spirit animal flies today.
It might be a big, might be a big happy family here today. And also, I'm going to throw this up on Twitter and Facebook a few days after it airs and let everybody kind of get, you know, who had the best list. Kind of, oh, Paul, you actually do something similar to that on Facebook when you and Wayne.
Yeah, we do.
Battle it out. So we'll do that too and see how that turns out. So, all right, Ashley, you are the lady. You're women, you know, ladies first. We do that whole thing here. I'm a gentleman. Okay. I don't know if you guys listen to the show and know that, but I'm a gentleman. A creepy gentleman, but I'm a gentleman. So you want to start us off, Ashley, with your number five TV sitcom.
My number five TV sitcom, I have a feeling it's going to be on Paul's list. The reason it's number five is because the first three seasons are fantastic, and after that, mm-hmm. it drops off pretty steadily, mm-hmm. but it is Community.
Ah, it's a good show. Great show.
I love
Absolutely
Community.
Great show. Great pick.
Yeah. Thank you.
I can't.
It was actually, what's interesting is I was watching this by myself and was bursting out laughing completely by myself, and there was one little bit at the end with Abed and Troy that was so funny that it actually prompted me to go to the no commercials plan on Hulu because I didn't want to wait anymore for the rest of the episodes.
That's awesome. They are the best part of that show, though, right?
Especially, oh, my gosh.
Especially when they're on camera together. I mean, it's just like a fucking dynamic duo.
Troy and Abed in the morning. That's what I feel like right now.
We really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, sure.
And three, two, one. Troy and Abed in the morning. And we're back. Look who's here. Jeff Winger. Jeff, how do you stay so fit?
Diet, exercise, genetics.
Sure.
Okay, so it seems as though we have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
Ooh, my name's Jeff Winger. Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Jeff Winger. I'm so tall.
Oh, this watch is expensive.
Muscles are everywhere.
Oh, that was really funny.
Guys, what's going on? Where are the cameras?
Oh, we're not filming this.
No, who'd want to watch this?
Oh, guys, it's 6 a.m. Jeez.
We're not going to have him back.
Troy and Abed in
no!
the...
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be on anybody's list, so I think it's fair to mention it. But have you guys watched Love on Netflix?
No.
It features the actress that plays Britta on Community.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what made me think of it. Have you seen that, Paul?
I've seen the first two episodes, and I know this was in your top five Netflix shows.
Let me guess. You fucking hated it. Let me guess.
Yeah, we got
hated
it away.
Wow. Well, we're finding our connection, Paul. Everything. And Nick from Epic Film Guides is the same way. Anything I love from my childhood, he fucking hates it. So that's fine. I can be the odd man out there, the dirty dancing of the crew. All right. So thank you for that. Sure. Actually, that was a great number five to get us started there. I love Community as well. It's in my honorable mentions, though.
Yay.
All right, Paul, what you got, man? What's your number five TV sitcom?
Well, I hate to copy, but guess what? My number five is also
oh, shit.
Community.
Hey,
yeah.
There it is. Why'd you pick it? Why'd you pick it, Paul? Thing, go for actually. It.
No shit.
Dan Harmon is a unique talent. And when he was allowed to play in his own sandbox in those first three seasons before he managed to get himself fired for season four, it's just the perfect blend of great characterizations mixed with building upon established things before that get funnier and funnier.
Yeah.
So you could just pick any character in that show. Like, I can't remember his name, but Pop Pop. Like the first time that happened, you'd be like, right. What is that? And then by the end of season three,
magnitude.
Every time.
That's what it is.
Magnitude. Every time he pops up, he's like, pop, pop. You are rolling on the ground with laughter.
That's true.
So that's true. That's basically why I love Community so much. And like Ashley implied, I pretty much just pretend seasons four and five never happened.
Yeah, sometimes shows got to know when to end it, you know? And I feel like they are riding the high and they just don't realize, like, this is the end, you know? And you get depressed when shows do that, but then you think back on it and you're like, you know, it's probably a good thing they ended it. You know, like with Breaking Bad, for example, that won't show up today because it's not a sitcom, so I can talk about that. But that show mm-hmm. that show ended at the fucking height. I mean, how could it have gotten any better, you know? So it was a good thing that they went ahead and ended it. And I feel like shows sometimes get caught in that trap and try to keep things going, and you just can't keep the magic for so long, you know what I mean, brother? All right, you guys want to hear my number five?
I'm so curious. What do you got, Gerald?
Listen, I always feel like somebody's going to say no when I ask that. You guys want to hear my number five? No, we don't. Ashley and I are just going to talk about ours. Okay. All right, well, my number five is maybe a safe one. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to show up on y'all's, though, but I love this show, and I'll talk a little bit about one of the main characters or several. But my number five is currently running. I have two shows on my list that are currently running. This started in 2009, and it's still going strong. Just got renewed again. Modern Family. Is my number five.
Right.
You guys like to watch Modern Family?
I liked the first few seasons. Again, it's kind of a wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, for me, it's the characters. I got to be honest. Like, I love, what's the gay couple? Mitch and Cam?
Cameron and Mitchell, yeah.
God, they're the best. I can't give anything away, but we're gonna do our top five TV married couples, and I feel like they're going to be on my list. Just the great, when they're on camera, just the greatest. And absolutely love Jay Pritchard. Played by Ed O'Neill, just the best TV dad to be reckoned with. So Modern Family is my number five. Paul, how you feel about that? You watch Modern Family?
No, never really got into it. I mean, I watched an episode here or there, but it's not as big here in Australia as it is for you guys in the States.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, wraps us back around to number four for Ashley. What you got, Miss Ashley?
All right, my number four is a show that was canceled, I feel like, way too soon, but again, it didn't get to wear out its welcome. It's Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Either of you ever see that? I know of it, but I never saw it.
James Vanderbeek plays a parody version of himself that is the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life. He's got such a great sense of humor about himself. They do a whole episode about a Dawson's Creek reunion. They do him as the people's sexiest man. It is fucking hilarious. And
that's Jessica Jones, right?
Yeah, Jessica Jones is in it.
What's her real name?
It's really, really good.
I can't remember her real name, but she's the...
Kristen Ritter.
That's right. Well, I never watched it, but I do love the title.
I do recommend it very highly for anybody who hasn't watched it. Okay. It's on Netflix.
How many seasons was that? Did you tell us?
Only two. Yep.
I'm going to check it out, especially if it's on Netflix, because I'm fucking
hooked.
Dude,
you should. I'm telling you, watch it. You won't regret it.
Awesome. All right. Good pick there. Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. I do love the title. If we were doing best TV titles, it would probably be on my list. All right. What's your number four there, Paul?
My number four is probably the most contentious one on my list, it's just not going to be anywhere near your guys' list. It's British for a start. It's a sci-fi show for a second. It is Red Dwarf.
Have either
of you guys heard of this?
Don't know anything.
I've heard of it. Yeah. That's about as close as I've got to recognition.
It's basically about the last human in existence who's accidentally put himself into suspended animation and billions, I forget now, whether it's millions or... basically millions of years in the future, gets woken up and his cat, which was in the hold, has mated with another cat, and cats have evolved into human-like beings. And there is a hologram who used to be his superior officer who used to shit him to absolute tears, and as well as the robot who comes in the end of second season, Crichton. He's a mechanoid who basically is a service droid. So it's these four and the ship's computer, Holly. And it's as stupid as it sounds, but there's a really, really clever comedy writing, particularly seasons 3 through 6 is its heyday. It was amazing. It was much watched TV back in the early to mid 90s. And then it kind of went downhill and it went away until the last couple of years where it's back again with the cast 20 years older. And it's not as good, but it's still not bad for a little bit of a nostalgia boner.
Okay. Well, it sounds good. I mean, it sounds like something I would like to check out. I've just never heard of it. I don't know. I guess maybe it wasn't big in the States. Ashley, you said you had heard of it.
No.
Yeah, but that's just because when researching for my show, I've looked through every list of every TV show ever.
Okay. Got it. Well.
They did try and make a US remake in it. And they actually brought the mechanoid from the British show over to be the mechanoid on the American show. And it tanked. Like, I may not have even got past pilot.
Wow.
Mm.
Red Dwarf. Paul's Red Dwarf, that's what you said, right? Sorry.
That's it. Spot on.
I'm not taking notes and have a horrible memory.
Pay attention, Gerald.
You just said it 90 seconds ago and already forgot. Okay, my number four, guys, ran for 10 seasons, 1987 through 97. Really kind of started the whole kind of renaissance over at the Fox TV network. But my number four is Married with Children.
Very nice choice.
Love the show. Talked about Jay Pritchard earlier from Modern Family, and in this case, Al Bundy.
You see, Aaron, I've been married to Peg for over 20 years. I've seen her from the front. I've seen her from the back. I've seen her in a chair. I've seen her in a sack. I've seen her stand. I've seen her crouch. I've seen her on our stupid couch. I do not like her in the mall. I do not like her in the hall. I do not like her in my life. I do not like my big red wife.
And I was also going to say, he's just a TV dad, dude. I mean, Married with Children and Modern Family, that both of those are just such like an iconic TV dad, you know, both of them. And that's the reason the two of these shows are both on my list is because of him. I got to be honest with you. But him is Al Bundy. I mean, right? I mean, this just the...
completely iconic, yeah.
Yeah, just the lethargic, like, my life sucks, and I'm just going to, you know, do a show about how my life sucks, you know? And that's what he, you know, hates his wife. He fucking hates his kids. He hates his job.
Hates his neighbors.
But you somehow, you know, connect with him, whether you hate all that stuff or not. You connect with him, and you kind of get... you know, my wife and I always joke that we hate everybody. We hate everything, you know? So I really connected to Al Bundy. I watched that with my father... with my father growing up, we used to watch it over on the Fox. I believe it came on Sunday nights back then. And we used to watch it over on the Fox network. But Do you guys, I was going to ask, because Paul, I know you said you don't watch a lot of Modern Family, but I also have this kind of like weird thing in my mind where I feel like Al Bundy, like if you fast forward 20 or 25 years and he like got successful and started enjoying his life, then he's Jay Pritchard. Because, you know, he's a bunch of
I saw a theory on that. Yeah, actually.
Oh, is there a theory on that out there?
Yeah, because Jay Pritchard's always talking about his first wife. And I know that they've shown her as what's her face from Cheers. But they talk about how it would be Peg Bundy.
How great would it have been if they had gotten Kathy Siegel to play that? I didn't even think
about
that.
Oh, my God.
That would have been great.
So have you seen that episode of Futurama?
No, I have not.
There's an episode of Futurama with Katie Seagal. And she's got Al Bundy. Basically, he's playing an Al Bundy type. And it's her husband. It's really awesome.
That's awesome.
Anywho.
But this is a good nostalgia one for me, too, because it was in the 80s. And I, you know, it was when I was growing up. I was started high school in 1990. So, you know, I got right at the height of that show, right in the peak of that show. But some very iconic characters came out of it. I love Married with Children. Paul, did you ever watch that show?
Yeah, for sure. It was a pretty big thing here as well.
And okay, cool.
Most people watched it. Probably not as religiously as what you're describing, but I've seen most of the episodes. And the one that stands out in my head is the one where he has the filmed in normal motion but pretend slow-mo fight with Hightower from the Police Academy series.
Right. I remember that vaguely. That was good stuff. Okay, Married with Children. My number four wraps us back around to our lady, Ashley, for number three.
Number three needs no introduction. It is Seinfeld. Mm-hmm, I feel like this show has so many classic throwbacks. It's you know, a cultural icon. And I love all the characters and I love most of the episodes. So there's really not a whole lot you have to say about Seinfeld.
You're not going to
get because it's a show about nothing.
Yeah,
so. I know, but there's so much to say about it.
It's definitely easy to pitch because there's he walked in. He said, I want to do a show about nothing. Seinfeld's on my list, too. So I won't get too deep into it right now. We'll wait till it comes up. Ooh. But
that was the one I predicted we'd have in common.
You're not going to get an argument from me. One of the most iconic shows, period, but definitely on the sitcom scale. So very good choice there. Paul, you want to give us your number three, buddy?
I certainly do. Another one that's not going to be on either of your lists as well, because it's another British show. It's even more perhaps obscure, but it is from Edgar Wright, he who directed.
I know what it is.
Yeah, it's Spaced. It's the very first show. It's got Simon Pegg in it. It's got Nick Frost in it. It's basically about 20-somethings living in a flat together and not getting along, and they're quirky and different friends. It is kind of like, don't kill me, Space fans, but it is kind of like a British version of Friends, but way more off-the-wall humor with the same inventive camera work and editing that Edgar Wright is very much known for. It is fucking amazing, and it's only 2 seasons long, so it's about all of 12 or maybe 16 episodes, 12. And that's it. Yeah, 12 episodes.
Yep. Okay.
So just it was a one and done, eh?
No,
well,
two
six
seasons.
Episodes first two season, two season. And six a second.
Got it.
That's what launched all their careers, so.
That's another one I never heard of, but as soon as you said Simon and Nick and
Edgar Wright.
Yeah, and Edgar Wright, I was just like, oh, it's got to be fucking amazing, man. So that's
it just got added to Hulu, so you guys can watch on Hulu.
There you go.
There you go.
Unless you're actually in Australia. I'm on it.
All right.
That's why you do a TV podcast.
I know.
That's right, yeah.
It's so exciting. Yeah. I like talking TV.
I know you do. We talked about you getting out in the world, though. You got to be social. You got to get out there.
This is as social as it gets.
I'm just kidding. All right. Let's see. My number three is probably my favorite current show. It is currently running. Started in 2005, so a long running show. Over there on FX, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is my number three.
Wayne would love you at this point, Gerald. Wayne loves the shit out of that show.
Love this show.
And that's my co-host.
Love this show. It is. We were talking about Seinfeld earlier, and I'm sure that'll come up again. But it's kind of like Seinfeld with an edge. You know, it's for a younger, hipper crowd. It's not really about anything except these friends running this bar, and they all seem to kind of hate each other, and they have no morals, but they're all each other have. You know, they're all they have. And then Danny DeVito gets introduced in the second season, and he's just tremendous as Frank. Charlie Day is one of my favorite just comedic actors. Love him. On the show, my favorite character is probably Dennis. He's so vain and just, you know, cares about his looks way more than any dude should. And he's just very, you know, they don't have any morals. They don't care about anybody. They just, you know, they kind of, I mean, is that a fair assessment, Ashley? They kind of take that Seinfeld approach and they just kind of get a little more vulgar with it, you know?
Pretty much, yeah. They don't try to pretend that there's any kind of decency or rationality or, you know, to their emotions. It's just pure evil.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that, you know, we were talking about long running shows, and I feel like because of the chemistry they have and what they've kind of built there, they don't really, it's like it will never really get old unless you got tired of the characters, you know, and the characters are staying true to themselves. I had actually read that Glenn Howerton, who plays Dennis, is not going to be on the next season. So that's going to be a little bit of a challenge for them. But did you guys see the most recent season that just ended?
I've actually never watched It's Always Sunny.
Oh, my God.
Nor me.
Holy fuck. Okay.
It's okay. I understand what it is. It's just I haven't been able to get into it. I've tried.
It's fucking amazing. Like I said, it's my favorite show that's currently running, definitely comedy-wise. But anyway, he has this kind of like life-changing thing where he has to leave at the end of the season. And later I read that the reason they wrote that in there is because he's filming a pilot for, I think, NBC. And it got picked up. So he's going to be doing basically two shows. So he's going to still be writing for Always Sunny, but he's not going to be starring in it next season in an effort to be more available for his new show. So that's going to present a little bit of a challenge. But anyway, you guys should definitely check out Always Sunny. It is on Netflix and currently, and you can watch past episodes. But if you love Seinfeld or if you love Curb Your Enthusiasm type humor, I feel like you guys will love it. So that's my number three. And I think that takes who's next? Where are we at?
I'm at number two.
There you go.
All right. So, Gerald, you mentioned Married with Children. That was one that I did not grow up on, but I did grow up with the other dysfunctional family, which is the Connors and Roseanne.
There you go.
And Dan Connor if he's not the most damn awesome father in the entire world, I don't know who is.
No, just great.
And their Halloween episodes are amazing.
John Goodman. Love it. Did you watch Roseanne, Paul?
No, that wasn't something that was on. I was a bit. I want to say I was too young, but Ashley's way younger than I am, so that makes more sense. But at the time it was on, I was too young to really like or appreciate that kind of show.
I understand. Well,
it's one of the ones I got into later in life because I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Okay. What the fuck was the deal with them like winning the lottery and shit though? Did you like that story?
That was stupid. That all never happened apparently. Yeah, it was all a dream.
Yeah,
didn't it end with some kind of controversial episode where
Dan dies? Yeah.
But he's going to be in the revival.
Yeah, because they just basically said that all of season 9 was Roseanne journaling and like wishing this into existence. It didn't really happen.
That's how they're going to write that?
That's how they are saying they're going to write it, which I think is a big old tub of BS. But we'll see. If the show's good, I don't really care how they come back to it.
Well, I was going to say, if it gets to bring John Goodman back, then I'd be on board.
Yes.
But yeah, John Goodman, I've said on this show before, just an American treasure. I mean, he's fucking anything he's in, right? I mean, I can't think of one role that he's been in. Paul, you do all the movies over there. You're going to shatter my soul again and name a movie he sucked in.
Arachnophobia.
He wasn't good.
He
wasn't good to Atomic Blonde.
Arachnophobia.
I love Arachnophobia. I'm just kidding.
Good. He was wasted, completely wasted in Atomic Blonde. He did nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was awful.
Yep. Well, I haven't seen
it. He was in the Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, he was awful in that too.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen either of those, so maybe you guys are onto something there. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt there. I do love John Goodman, though. Raising Arizona, one of my favorite. I think you told me you never saw that, Paul, so you're continuing to fucking crush my soul.
Yeah.
But Coen Brothers, I think maybe their first film or one of their first, but he's amazing in that as like an escaped convict that's buddies with Nicolas Cage. It's fucking hilarious. 10 Cloverfield Lane, obviously.
Right in that, yep.
Obviously, Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't correct me if I'm wrong, but I could have easily seen him getting nominated for an Oscar for that, like a comedic role. But he was just so good in that as like the Vietnam kind of vet that's kind of fucking out of his mind.
He is so quotable in that movie that I can't even get started down that road.
Oh, God.
It's amazing.
Love John Goodman. Thanks for reminding me of that. Roseanne's on my honorable mentions, by the way. So
yay.
What the fuck are we doing? I don't know. I think it's Paul's number two.
Paul, you're on number two, brother.
Paul's your number two, Homeschooler. Yeah. What you got there?
This is obviously not going to be on Gerald's list. I thought it might be because we're of a similar vintage. This is the first sitcom I ever really got into. It's actually kind of what bonded two things that bonded my co-host and I's friendship way back in the day. It's the bar-themed Cheers.
Oh, okay.
Which
I knew that was going to be on your list.
That's your number.
Yeah,
that's
number two.
Guess what my number two is?
Dun, 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 dun.
Cheers. Cheers is my number two as well. But go ahead.
We did have one same.
Okay. Go ahead. Talk about it. Go ahead. Why do you love it?
I guess it's always the same thing with these sitcoms. You love it because of the characters and the comedy is invested, so to speak, in the characters. Norm Peterson walking into a bar and basically saying, "What's up, everybody?" And then Norm. And then just cracking a very safe silly one-liner. It would not be funny if you just watched it in isolation. But you build that up over 5-6 years, it becomes hilarious. Cliff Clavin sitting on the end of the bar and talking bullshit trivia exactly. is not funny in isolation, but over time it becomes hilarious.
And I'm going to tell you what's great about this show too. And I've never read anything about if any research went into it or if they did it, what it was. But I've been in restaurants my whole life. I've always worked in restaurants. I know Ashley has that background too. I've been a bartender many years, and it is very, very accurate for like regulars that come into the same bar 4 or 5 times a week. And that's what I thought was really cool about it too, because you know Cliff Clavin's the mailman who's getting off his route and he's coming in, and I don't remember what Norm did, but you also got
Accountant, I think.
What he was? What? I'm sorry.
It was an accountant, I think.
Yeah.
And then he was unemployed for a stretch.
Yeah. And then you have we got introduced to Fraser Crane, who's like a therapist, you know, and he's going out to the bar.
He's amazing.
Which is another great show that I don't know if it's going to come up today, but I mean, Cheers is just kind of like you said, it was. Again, I'll wait till we get to our honorable mention portion because I don't want to take anybody's thunder. But it was one of the first like handful of shows, maybe like 3 or 4 shows that I can remember. Like I need to watch this every week. Like I'm invested in these characters every week. I got the dates.
Absolutely.
I got the dates here. Yeah, it started in 82. So I mean, I was only 7 years old. So I probably
was negative one.
You probably weren't into it in 82 then. But nope. I feel like I started watching it in the mid 80s. But I remember the Sam and Diane relationship. I mean, one of the most iconic like love stories from a sitcom. Mm-hmm. And ran from 82 to 92. So another 10 season show.
Show.
Yeah.
And I didn't get into it till 90. And so that was the Kirstie Alley years.
Kirstie Alley.
I look back on those early seasons, which are iconic, but I don't like the Shelley Long Diane character anywhere near as much as I like.
I hate Diane.
Kirstie Alley's character.
Do you think that's because that's what you knew first, though? Like, in other words, if you had started.
Yeah, could well be.
Because a lot of people had that the other way around when they were watching the show in real time. I can't remember myself. I don't think I really cared. But, you know, people were like missing Diane, basically, and thought Kirstie Alley was kind of out of place. Whereas if you had started watching it in the 90s and that was all you knew and then you went back, it would seem kind of weird, you know?
Yeah. And Coach died in real life, obviously.
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
Woody Harrelson in and he was an amazing replacement. And,
Great. Just great. So many great careers spawned from that show. And it's definitely a milestone sitcom. And I'm not surprised that it's on at least two of our list. So we are number two for Paul and I is Cheers. We match one there, Paul. Oh my God!
I predicted one.
We found our.
Now
fucking...
we're going to see whether I get it right with Ashley because there's a chance that we have the same number one.
We found our fucking connection, Paul. We finally.
I don't know.
Liked
we'll
something.
See. All right, my number one shouldn't come as anybody's surprise if you've heard my show. It's Arrested Development.
No. Damn.
Now I didn't think it would be Paul.
No surprise.
It's all right, because I don't count what I think you're thinking of as a sitcom.
Oh, okay. We'll get back. All right.
So
on my honorable mention.
Same here.
So,
yeah. Honorable mention.
Arrested Development is one of those shows I could literally, if it's on, I'm going to watch an entire season without even meaning to. It's so quotable, so funny. It's just, it gets me. And I just pretend season 4 doesn't exist.
I love it. Who's your favorite character on from the Blues?
Oh, God. I have a hard time deciding. Usually it's Lucille because she's such a bitch.
She's great.
Don't you judge me. You're the selfish one. You're the one who charged his own brother for a Bluth frozen banana. I mean, it's one banana, Michael. What could it cost? $10?
You've never actually set foot in a supermarket, have you?
I don't have time for this.
She's such a horrible person. I love her.
Just great. In fact, she would fit in with the Always Sunny cast. She doesn't give a shit about anybody but herself. And I guess maybe Buster a little bit. My favorite is probably George Michael, just because I love Michael Cera.
George Michael's so funny when he does that Star Wars bit.
Yes.
And they keep
re-showing it throughout the series, you know. But, I love all of them, to be honest. I was never a big fan of Tobias. Was that his name? Tobias?
Me too. Tobias, yeah. I found him really annoying. But then going back, I did appreciate some of his euphemisms. They were pretty funny.
But
this show is so much my favorite that my dog is named after it. So
what's your dog's name?
Annyeong.
Oh, there you go. Well done. Great show. I mean, you're not going to get an argument from me. It's on my honorable mentions only because I don't know what the fuck they did in season 4, but it was really disappointing. I did. By the way, I was going to ask you, Ashley, did you see that Jason Bateman tweeted a photo of the Bluth like set or whatever, and he said that all the Bluths are going to be back together, so...
Yep.
I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that, and I'm very excited about
maybe
it. Hopefully they won't screw the pooch like they did last time.
Yeah, maybe they can redeem themselves for season 4. But Arrested Development is a great, great show, and I'm glad Netflix picked it up because it's a staple there in pop culture. All right, so great number one there, Ashley. And,
very nice,
right.
Very nice.
I'm not surprised.
Mr. Paul, what you got?
What's your number one there, Paul?
My number one is a TV show which I credit with getting me through probably the darkest years of my life. I didn't watch it when it first came out, and a couple of friends kind of hammered me into watching it. When I started, once I got through 3 or 4 episodes and got the characters, I did not stop. And I had good 6 seasons to catch up on at that point. So I watched about 135 episodes in, I would suggest, about a 4-month period. It's Scrubs.
Oh, okay.
Scrubs.
Yep.
Is my absolute favorite. It's the only TV show I've rewatched from start to finish, excluding the horrendous Scrubs Med School, which was literally Bill Lawrence saying, ride a strike, I'm just going to give my friends a job for a season. excluding that, it is amazing from go to woe. It includes probably my second or even my most favorite finale of all time. JD and Turk are pretty much Wayne and I, but the opposite way around.
Let's face the facts about me and you, a love unspecified. Though I'm proud to call you Chocolate Bear, the crowd will always talk and stare.
I feel exactly those feelings too, and that's why I keep them inside. 'Cause this bear can't bear the world's disdain, and sometimes it's easier to hide
than explain. Our guy love, that's all it is. Guy love, he's mine, I'm his. There's nothing gay about it in our eyes.
So it strikes so many different chords. It's every episode is hilarious. And it even has a musical episode that I love. So there you go.
Oh, wow. Scrubs. Wow. You must really be a fan.
Yeah.
That is not what I thought you were going to say, but in retrospect, I knew that was what you were going to say.
What did you think he was going to say?
I thought he was going to go with Buffy, but I was like, he can't count that as a sitcom. So yeah, you did the right thing. Sitcom.
No, yeah, yep. No. Spoiler alert good for our sci-fi episode, though, Ashley. A little throwback there. Okay. Good pick there. You know, I never watched Scrubs I watched an episode here or there. I did that thing where if it was on, I'd check it out and I'd laugh at certain scenes, but I never got invested in the show. But obviously I've heard great things about it and you just sold it really well too. So, good pick there for Scrubs for Paul's number one, TV sitcom. My number one, has already been mentioned by Miss Ashley. So it's not too surprising, but I feel like if you look up sitcom in the dictionary, this is the definition, is this show. But Seinfeld is my number one TV sitcom. It'll be running for fucking ever on TBS or TNT or whoever decides to put it in syndication. All sitcoms since the late 90s have been playing catch up to Seinfeld, have been borrowing from Seinfeld. We talked about a couple of them actually on the show today. It's just... In other words, it's in the sitcom umbrella, but it's really it's its own world. Seinfeld is its own thing. And then you have all other sitcoms. And of course, this is in my opinion. I don't know if you guys agree, but just some iconic characters. I mean, obviously Seinfeld, but then you have, George Costanza, Lane.
Kramer.
Kramer's fucking, I don't know if you guys ever, I don't know if you guys ever saw the Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee episode where Jerry picked up, what's Kramer's real name? What the fuck?
Cosmo.
Not his fucking Michael real Richard. Name.
Oh, you're right, though. Kramer's real name.
You're right, though.
It's Cosmo.
Michael Richards.
What's the actor?
What you were looking for is the actor.
Sorry. But he picked him up and they went on a little, car ride together, got coffee. And it was just great to see them reminisce about the show. And Michael, I don't know if you guys remember, Michael Richards had a pretty dark time in his career when I think he said the N-word on stage or something. I don't know. He did something that wasn't.
He went full Mel Gibson.
Yeah. And they talk about that actually very candidly. It was really cool. So you guys should look that up. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. That was a great episode of that show that Jerry does.
Writing it down.
But, I love Seinfeld. I mean, they have a whole. I mean, when you have a dictionary called sign language based on euphemisms and quotes from that show that you fucking created a phenomenon.
So what happened? Did she throw you out, huh?
No, actually, she took it pretty well.
So what happened?
She's into it.
Into what?
the menage. And not only that, she just called me. She told me she spoke with the roommate, and the roommate's into the menage, too. That's unbelievable! Oh, it's a scene, man.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia?
What are you talking about? I'm not gonna do it.
You're not gonna do it? What do you mean you're not gonna do it?
I can't. I'm not an orgy guy.
Are you crazy? This is like discovering plutonium by accident.
Nobody named Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's on my honorable mentions. But Larry David, obviously the writer for both of those shows, just that sense of humor just really speaks to me. So I love Seinfeld. I love Curb. Two of my favorite shows of all time. So that's my number one. Let's do a let's do a recap real quick from 5 to 1 for everybody so we can sum it up in case anybody tuned in late. I don't know how that happens, but who knows. Ashley, why don't you go ahead and give us your top five again? Just recap us.
All right. Number 5, Community. Number 4, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. Number 3, Seinfeld. Number 2, Roseanne. And number 1, Arrested Development.
There you go. Paul, what was your top five again?
My number 5 was Community, 4, Red Dwarf, 3, Spaced, 2, Cheers, and number 1, Scrubs.
There it is. Nicely done. And my top 5 were, 5 was Modern Family, 4, Married with Children, 3, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, 2 was Cheers, just like Paul. I can't believe we matched. Woo. Only if it were Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing the series. I'm just kidding. Number 1 for me was Seinfeld. All right, so you guys want to talk about some honorable mentions before I'm going to try to find our fan feedback here on Twitter too, but it's been over a week. But while I'm doing that, Ashley, why don't I know I have like 190, but I'll narrow
post-its
it
out the a hole of I mean seriously.
Yeah, I'll narrow.
I tried to limit it just to the ones that I would really just sit down and rewatch.
Yeah.
Right now,
yeah.
Saved by the Bell got on there. It was what it almost got on the list. It was like right there on the cusp. The Office, Golden Girls, Cosby Show, Sex in the City, The Mindy Project, WKRP in Cincinnati, Taxi, and Bob's Burgers.
Wow, you went kind of vintage with some of those. I wasn't expecting
all over the place, man.
Because what year were you born? If I can ask.
83.
Oh, okay. You went kind of vintage there with like Taxi and some and WKRP.
Dude, Taxi and WKRP. I grew up with, my dad watched like Fawlty Towers and all that stuff when I was growing up. I Love Lucy, I Dream of Jeannie, Bewitched, Gilligan's Island. Like, yeah. I just did a quiz that was like, how many of these 50 to 60s shows can you name? And I think I got an 88%.
Wow.
Nicely, just from pictures.
Nicely
I'll take
done.
It.
Nicely done. Rabbit ears coming through. Some of those you actually had to watch with rabbit ears, I'm sure. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, you got some, I'm sure you got some honorable mentions.
I do. Yeah. Blackadder, Flight of the Conchords, Seinfeld, as I mentioned, South Park and The Simpsons were two that I thought would count as sitcoms. Arrested Development, The Office, but the UK version, The IT Crowd, and Frasier.
Okay.
There you go.
Frasier's great. Just a great show. I can't remember who the dad, what the actor's name that played his dad in that, but I loved him.
John Mahoney.
Yes, such a great, that's another great TV dad. I mean, just always in his recliner there with his Jack Russell Terrier and just a great one. So let's see, I got some here that I don't think you guys mentioned. You rolled through some there. I've already talked about Curb Your Enthusiasm. Parks and Recreation, love that show.
Yeah.
Love The Office, the U.S. version. The British version is probably great, but I never watched it. Did you guys do The Office? Either of you haven't seen the U.S. Yeah.
You haven't seen the U.S.? I haven't seen much of the U.K.
Yeah. What else did you guys not mention? Let's see here. I love the Wonder Years, more for the nostalgia. Fred Savage is a little kid growing up in the 60s. The show aired in the 80s, but takes place in the 1960s, the Wonder Years. guilty pleasure. I'm going to get killed for this because of my bachelor affinity, but I love the Golden Girls.
Yes!
That's my guy.
Actually mentioned that.
Yeah.
Freaking Sophia
you did say Golden Girls, yeah.
I love that show.
They just fucking rip on each other and they're all 70-year-old
ladies. Oh my God. Dude, the stuff they got away with back then is unbelievable.
Oh God.
What
else?
Wow.
One that I grew up watching with my dad that I want to say was filmed like in the 50s. A very old show. I wouldn't think that I really would like it, but I think it was because of the connection I had to it with him. And it was set in our home state, actually, but the Andy Griffith Show.
Wes is a huge fan of Andy Griffith.
Oh, yeah, me too. And I watched that with my dad. But, you know, a young Ron Howard played Opie, the maybe 10-year-old boy, the son in that. And obviously Andy Griffith was the main character. Don Knotts came out of that show. He was obviously a kind of a slapstick comedian that kind of blew up after that show. You ever heard of the Andy Griffith show over there, Paul?
Heard of, but don't think I've ever clapped eyes on it.
Yeah, no, it's a good flick. It's all, or a good show. It was all in black and white, and like I said, I think it was filmed back in the 50s. So that's some of my, I mean, some other ones. Ashley, did you say How I Met Your Mother? You said that or no?
I did not say How I Met Your Mother, no. It doesn't rank up there. I also didn't mention Friends. I feel like that's one I kind of got burned out on. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was kind of in there, but they were on so much in syndication, I'm just kind of, I could go a while without watching them again.
Yeah, I feel that. Love the Golden Girls, though.
I actually just started watching that and Cheers for the first time through probably earlier this year.
Good, yeah. Golden Girls was my number five, and I kept teeter-tottering back and forth with that in Modern Family. So big shout-out to Golden Girls from me. Head over to Twitter here. We got some. I think some of these maybe didn't even... Well, you said Saved by the Bell, but let's see.
Of course I did.
That's My Shit podcast, which I haven't listened to those guys, but they got a cool name. They said The Simpsons. None of us said The Simpsons on our top five.
Paul got it in his honorable mentions.
Yeah, you had it on your honorables, but I was surprised that didn't make one of our top fives. You also mentioned South Park, and that's on there. He said Married with Children, Boy Meets World, which I thought was interesting. The Family Guy and Saved by the Bell. The Pod Couple over on Twitter said Arrested Development. Angie Tribeca, Seinfeld, Bored to Death, which was a show I love. That was... Jason Schwartzman on HBO, and also had Ted Danson in it.
Ted Danson, yep.
I like that show, but you made a face, Ashley. You didn't like it?
I do not like Jason Schwartzman.
Oh, but did you watch Bored to Death, though?
No, but I was going to put it on my list because this podcast had very similar taste to me, so I was like, oh, apparently I need to watch this Bored to Death show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on my list now.
Let's see. Antimatters over on Twitter said, well, they wanted to know if animated counts, and they said The Simpsons is easily number one. They also had Seinfeld, Frasier, Friends, Scrubs. There you go. You got a Scrubs mentioned, Paul. And Community, seasons one through three, they wanted to point out.
Nice. Yeah.
They wanted to point out there. That might be it for, let's see. Somebody said Friends, which you already touched on. Actually, we had a couple. We had the One With podcast over on Twitter throughout Friends there, which, again, another one I'm kind of surprised didn't make anybody's list, but kind of like what Ashley said, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of played out. For me, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
So many times.
Yeah, it doesn't. I guess it doesn't like have that longevity like some of these other shows have. Is the word I'm looking for. So that's it. That's our top five TV sitcoms. Thank you for all the feedback, and thank you a giant thank you to Ashley from Rabbit Ears and Paul from The Countdown. Two of my favorite podcasts. If you guys aren't listening to these people, you suck. You need to go over immediately and fix your life and fucking start downloading episodes right away. Don't get Paul's last one though, because that'll really piss you off. At least if your name's Gerald. All right, the top 10 most overrated films, and like 9 of them were like my favorite films of all time. So, but me and Paul have a good rapport, and I'm okay with it. I've moved on. I've gotten over it. So I tell you what, Ashley, why don't you real quick tell everybody where to find you before Paul does his thing? Where can they find you at online, Ashley?
You can Google Rabbit Ears TV Pod, and pretty much we're on all podcatching apps. I like to use Stitcher. We're also on our home site is Podient. But the easiest thing to do is just go on Twitter and search at Rabbit Ears TV Pod, and you'll find the show and all the links to everything. Check us out.
Please do. Great. I mean, especially when you talk about a show that I loved back in the day, which some of these I'm sure you'll get to that we talked about today.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually doing Friends with Duty's wife in a couple weeks.
Awesome. Yeah, you were telling me about that. Yeah, it's good to reminisce, you know, because you don't I haven't seen some of these shows in like 10, 15 years, you know. So I hear your show and I'm like, ah, shit, I got to go back and watch that all over again. But yeah, Rabbit Ears is great. And congratulations to you, because you just told me this morning you're showing up on the front page of Podient, right?
We're on the front page, or we're the first page of the results for TV and film podcasts on the home site. So
there it is.
That's pretty cool.
Doesn't surprise me. You guys are great.
Congrats.
Paul, where can the world find you and Wayne, brother, if they don't already know?
Same deal. If you Google it, it will come up. But on Twitter, at The Countdown PC, we host our episodes on podomatic.com, which you can search for us there. And Apple Podcasts is the big thing. So that said, we're on every other podcatching app. Pretty much, except for Google Play, because Google Play doesn't exist here for podcasts in Australia yet.
Mm. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Hey, Gerald.
Yes.
Can we encourage people to go on and leave an iTunes review for the podcast on Down the Countdown so we can make them release their trailer?
Oh, yeah. How many are away?
I want that so bad.
How many are you away from
that? We are two Australian reviews, and then we're there. We've passed the overall number we wanted for around the world, and now we're just looking for two more Australian.
Yes, please do
and
that.
And then we'll drop our two trailers from a film that Wayne and I made 20 years ago.
I gotta fucking see it, brother. I gotta see it, brother. But absolutely do that. Go to Apple Podcasts, look up the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews, and leave a review so the world can be gifted with this fucking trailer from 20 years ago.
Or cursed, whichever way you want to look at it.
I'll be watching that before I go to bed every night, brother. But yeah, the Countdown's great. Wayne's great. Send him our best as well, Paul. I want to have him
certainly
on.
Will.
I want to have him on one of these days just so we can make sure we're not safe for work. I want to be able to throw that disclaimer with no hesitation. But you guys got a good thing going over there, man, and I really appreciate you
Thank you again. And thanks again for having us, having me back today. It's a pleasure to be here with you and with Ashley for the first time, which is fantastic.
I know. That's yay.
Good. I bring people together. That's what I do. I appreciate it. So look up Rabbit Ears and the Countdown Guys on Apple Podcasts or anywhere where you get your podcasts. We are 2Ps on a podcast, and you can do the same fucking deal. You can also go to 2PsOnAPod.com, and you can go to our contact page and subscribe very easily that way. So that's our top five for today. Bonus episode number 7 was the top 5 TV sitcoms. We made it through it. We had some good movies on there, and I think we only matched really Seinfeld and Cheers, I think, right?
And Community,
yeah. Yep.
We each had one matching on the other's list.
Yeah, it's great.
Isn't that so cute?
We're fun connected.
Nice.
We're connected.
Synchronicity.
All right, guys. It was a lot of fun. I really appreciate y'all being here, and that's it for this bonus episode. Thanks a lot to you guys. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to 2Ps on a Podcast. The views and opinions expressed were solely those of the hosts and are not necessarily shared by our distributors or hosting companies. Visit 2PsOnAPod.com for more info.